This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105
Radio. 29 minutes before four, and it's a great pleasure to welcome back into the studio, as always, Claire Merrills from HMRC. Hello, how are you?
Hello, I'm fine.
Good, good, good.
Yeah, not so bad.
Another day, another scam.
Indeedy. Goodness me.
I can't believe... We've just recap over what we've had in the past few months.
We've had older people being targeted.
We had the telephone one on older people, didn't we? We had students with email.
With emails that were linked to the universities.
Yes.
And then we had one where we're contacting people through their landlines. That was the last time I was in here.
Yeah.
And now we've got one that comes around this time of the year most years, and it's where they're sending texts and emails to people promising them a tax refund because we've just come out of the end of the tax year.
Right.
We see this every year. Last year, we sort of know it as the springtime one, you know. And this time last year, we received about 250,000 people getting in touch with us saying that they've received these emails. Now, when you imagine that that's only going to be the tip of the iceberg, people who actually report it to us. So you work that out. That's nearly 2,500 a day.
Oh, my goodness.
This time last year.
That's crazy, isn't it?
And we actually requested that 6,000 different websites were closed down last spring.
No!
Yeah. So it's a lot of work that these people are putting into trying to scam people, but I suppose they only need one or two people a day to actually fall for it, give them their bank details, and they've made the money.
So let's just walk through exactly what people are getting. They're getting an email purportedly from you guys. From
us, yeah, and it looks very official. I was showing you a few minutes ago a copy of what it looks like, and it does look very official. This one that's going out at the moment, it's headed up, your annual tax summary. And it's all done out with the proper logo.
It really is, isn't it? Yep, it warns you about scammers.
Yeah, it's got GovUK stuff on it, and it's signed by one of our director generals. Not her official signature, but it's got her name on it. It's all done very, very properly, and it does look very, very good. The thing is, it is addressed to you as your email address, which is one thing that you should immediately start thinking, ooh, that's not quite right, because we would never refer to you
just by your email address.
Just by your email address.
No, you know our
names. We would have your details. We would have information on there. It says that your tax summary is now online. You and I are always talking about this. Every time I'm here, we're talking about, you know, you go online and you
and
click
works.
Into your own
works
personal
very
account
well.
And all this. And it's telling you all of this. But the words then start to get a bit, you know, you think, well, really, would this come from HMRC? After having analysed the seriousness of the information received.
Yes.
That's not the sort of thing that we would say. But then it goes on and it says, but you're entitled to receive a tax refund.
Happy days.
And it comes up with, £600 or £400, figures again that we've discussed.
Yeah, not too much.
Not too much to think, whoa, this is, you know, it's just about right. But then it says, and you know this particular one I've got here is you're entitled to receive £625.90 GBP. Well, of course, again, if it was coming from us, you'd have a pound sign.
You'd have
on
a pound
it.
So sign this, in front. That's
all
true.
These little yes. giveaways that make you suspect. But this one says you're entitled to receive this as compensation for overpayments made in previous years. Compensation again, it's not a phrase we would use, and these are things that you need to be really, really mindful of when you're seeing these things. These are the red lights that you need to be thinking, ooh, you know, that's not right. But it gives you a link.
And that's
looks
the,
very
and
plausible.
That's the problem, isn't
and
it?
And that's it. You click on that link to start your claim.
And of course you're going to do that.
Yep. And there you go. And you give them your bank details. And next thing you know, there's nothing left in the bank when you go to the supermarket to pay for your weekly shop.
No.
So the message from us is that we're not going to send you an email asking you to give us all your bank details. If you're due to a tax refund, you filled in a tax return more than likely, you know that you're due to it, you've told us at the time where you want the money to be sent to,
and you guys just get on
just
and do it.
Happen.
Yeah.
You don't need to be doing this type of thing. So people really need to be aware that you know, we're not going to send you this email asking you to click on a link and give us all your bank details. We don't need you to do that.
And even more, you're certainly not going to text me and tell me, are you? Because that's the other thing.
Yeah, we've got a lovely text here as well. Yes, we have a text here telling me that I have an outstanding tax refund of £265.86 for the tax year 17-18. please fill out the following form to process your refund. And again, you get another link that's been sent to your smartphone and off you go. And you give them all your details. And the next thing you know, you can't pay for your shopping.
Yeah. Now, let's just be very clear about this. So these are not going to have come from HMRC. The trouble you've got is that when people see this, rightly, and as we've said before, you know, you should, if you get a piece of government communication, right, you need to pay attention. Yeah. So you are going to look at it. Certainly, if you do get something, check it. It might be genuine. But there's easy ways to check if you guys are wanting to get
in touch. Well, that's right. If you've we've already said, if you've filled in your tax return, you will know whether you owed us some money or whether we owed you some money. Hmm. If we are owing you money, we will pay it in the way that you've requested us to when you filled that form in. If you don't know that you're due to a tax refund, and at the end of the year when we balance the books, we say, oh, look, yes, you are entitled to £265, we will send you a calculation through the post which tells you, we've done a calculation of your tax affairs for last year and you're entitled to this tax refund. And then you have the option of telling us how you want it paid. You can either wait and we'll send you a cheque, or you can go online through your personal tax account and claim that money back. Right. And all of that is explained in the piece of paper that comes through the post.
And the beauty of a letter is you haven't got any links to click on.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. But, you know, and you can go onto your personal tax account, and if you think that you're entitled to a refund, you can claim it through there as well. Right. Don't wait for us. You can actually do it through there. But if you've got any doubts whatsoever about anything that you're getting, always check with us.
And this is the thing as well. We were talking about this reunion before, because when it comes up to that deadline at the end of January, when everyone's got to get their tax returns in, most people now have registered, or a vast number of people have registered for online government gateway type stuff.
I think we're over 90% of the tax returns that we get in now come back in electronically.
Right. So you'll have that account. And let's face it, it's not the sort of account that you just think, oh, I enter with my email address. No. There's numbers and there is security. And
lots
you
and
know
security.
You are logging into an official system. So it's not like, oh, click on this link, give us your email address.
No.
You're into a system that is very obviously the government.
And you go into it through somewhere that you've been before, you're familiar with it, you know exactly what you need to put in because you set the, you know, you went in and set it up in the first place. Oh. So that's always, I'm very, very loath to click on links in anything, even when I know that it's coming from somewhere reputable. So I always go in through the front door, as it were, on anything now.
Yeah, because it will be there.
You know that you're going in through the white way. So you're going through the gov.uk website.
Well, I nearly got caught the other day. I have a place in Norwich as well, and it just occurred to me that, oh, we need a TV licence for there because suddenly we've got a television up there. It doesn't get used very often, but we need a TV licence. So I went online, filled in an application for a TV licence for Norwich. I had an email within a couple of days saying, oh, the payment didn't go through for your TV licence. Click here. And I thought, that's ridiculous. I thought, hang on a minute. Just a minute. And I just hovered over the link.
Yeah.
And if you hover over the link, often up comes the address. You think, well, you nearly had me, didn't you?
Yeah.
Didn't you just? And it wasn't. The payment had gone through. Because I have got a TV licence. Well, but I nearly went. And
they're very good at spoofing, though, these days. They can do all this stuff, can't they, so that they can make it look like it's coming. Yeah. I mean, we've had, when we were talking about the telephone scams recently, they make it look like it's coming from one of our official phone numbers. But they can do it quite easily. I had one of these, personally, I had one of these rambling emails that tells me that they've logged into my email account and they've been viewing what I've been doing and I've been looking at things that I shouldn't have been looking at and all this kind of thing. And they made it look like it had come from my email account. Mm. So immediately you think, whoa, they are actually in my email account because it's come from my email account. No, my husband is very computer savvy. He works in computers and he said, just don't fall for it. I said, but look, you know, and he said, no, they haven't, don't panic. Go and change your password anyway.
Exactly.
But, you know, they're not in there.
When you get these big hacks, like the TalkTalk hack and British Airways had a hack, and they get a whole harvest of email addresses and passwords, and that's what they're using. And that's why your husband is absolutely right. Is that you should change your password, just in case. But I had one of my old IT customers, lady, phone me up. She was in tears. I said, well, the big question is, of course, were you?
Yeah. Because
if you weren't... What's this about anyway?
Exactly, and that was exactly my thoughts. Yeah. This does not apply to me.
No.
If it had been my teenage son, maybe.
Maybe, huh? But there we are. So the warning, as always, if something looks too good to be true, it probably is.
Yep.
Watch out for these scams. They are so convincing. I'm looking at a couple of examples here. They are ridiculously convincing.
They are.
But we just know that it's just not the way they do that.
No, it's not the way we do it. And please, if you get one, if you go onto the gov.uk website, you can find a link to actually send us what you've had so that we can then move to clear it and get it closed down again.
Absolutely, because how many websites was that? 6,000?
I think it was 6,000 just in the spring last year. We're closing thousands and thousands of them down.
And the thing about this as well is warn your friends. If you're hearing this, anybody who pays tax and people who don't even, people are pensioners and stuff like that, we're all going to be likely to fall for it. So tell everybody, it's doing the rounds.
If you've got children as well who perhaps have just started to work and are starting to pay tax, warn them as well, because the world of tax is new to them.
Yeah, and they're easily frightened by officialdom,
and
aren't they?
And particularly these days, if it's coming through on their phones, we know that our children spend a lot of time on their phones, don't they?
Yeah.
And they everything, that's how they live their lives. And if it comes through, they think it must be genuine.
I know. So. Unfortunately, I've got a 22-year-old. I can just see him doing it. There we are. All right. Well, we can only warn people. That is the thing as well. Yeah, we can only warn you. At the end of the day, if you do go clicking on this stuff, you can lose a lot of money. So please, never mind getting a refund of 600 quid. Whatever's in your bank account, they'll have that and any overdraft. So there we are, exactly. Claire. Thank you as always for coming. Busy time of year for you guys at the moment, or is it?
It's always busy these days. there used to be a bit of a lull, but there isn't. It's just it's non-stop now.
Oh, well, it's lovely to see you as well.
We'll keep in touch
on all of this stuff. That's Claire Merrills from HMRC. Thanks ever so much for coming in this afternoon.
Welcome.
Thank you, Claire.